This recording, Thailand 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Puri was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and watched her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in Bangkok. My family is actually from Bangkok. But because of the pollution and Bangkok was very crowded, so we moved to Chiang Mai, which is the second biggest city from Bangkok. But at that time, it was not as crowded or as polluted. So I grew up in Chiang Mai, but I've been, you know, traveling back and forth from Chiang Mai to Bangkok because most of my relatives are there. So, Chiang Mai people have accent, but, you know, like a northern accent, but I don't because my family is from Bangkok, so we never use the accent, like accent and dialects together, but I can't speak the dialect and I don't have the accent, so yeah. And I grew up in Chiang Mai and I was there for 20 years and I came to the U.S. to school, and it was a big change because I went to Minnesota and it's very warm and humid in Thailand, and I had never seen snow before, and it was a surprise, but it was nice and I really enjoyed it. And after I was done with my undergrad, I stayed in Minnesota for a year and worked. I worked as an administrative assistant in a big company, and then I went back home and I moved from Chiang Mai to Bangkok because it's easier to find a job, and most of my friends moved to Bangkok too, so I have some friends there. And I was working in a high school. I was an English teacher in a high school, and it was really fun. And then after a semester, I came here because, you know, I got assistantship, so I came here and I really enjoy it here. I'm applying for PhD program right now. I want to study Asian theater, or, you know, Eastern, Western, and comparison. And I'm interested in interculturalism, intercultural theater, and that's what I want to do.